Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast. This week's news podcast is sponsored by ElevatorBooks.com.
From educational programs and books to unique gift ideas and more, the only website you need is ElevatorBooks.com. This site offers books and materials on maintenance, safety, history, legal issues, technology, and more. Start browsing today at ElevatorBooks.com.
This is your daily industry news update for November 1st, 2017. In today's news, custom displays for elevators are showcased in Kuwait's Araya Tower, India's Metro Railway is replacing its oldest escalators, the world's tallest passive towers are set for Vancouver, and Hard Rock International has unveiled its guitar-shaped hotel for Miami.
Taiwan-based digital signage provider KN Technology has installed customized displays for the elevators at Araya Tower 2, the second tallest office building in Kuwait. Working with systems integrator Strategic Solution, KN displays in each of the 14 elevators can provide tenants with updated information, including stock market quotes, through satellite TV. The system uses Wi-Fi transmitters installed in the elevator pits that are connected to a server through an internet hub. The server receives satellite signals and transmits them to the displays. More information about the project is available at kyntech.com.
The Times of India reported India's Metro Railway is preparing to replace some of the oldest escalators at its 24 stations in Kolkata, while others that are comparatively new will undergo extensive overhauls. "We are conducting a thorough and rigorous audit to check the condition of all escalators," said Indrani Banerjee, Chief Public Relations Officer of Metro Railway. In planning for the work, Metro Railway was aiming to reduce inconvenience to passengers. Quote, "We have made detailed plans to phase out the oldest ones in a timely manner," end quote, said Banerjee. Metro has already added four new escalators in 2017.
Construction Business reported a pair of condominium towers at 1400 Alberni Street in Vancouver, Canada, will be the world's tallest buildings to meet the Passive House Standard. The source described the standard as one that, quote, "significantly improves energy efficiency and comfort," end quote, while reducing the structure's environmental footprint. The Vancouver towers will stand 43 and 48 stories and feature 450 residences and a 10,000-square-foot daycare. They are being developed by Landa Global Properties and Asia Standard Americas and designed by New York City-based Robert A.M. Stern Architects and Vancouver firm MCM Partnership. Completion is expected in 2022.
The Miami Herald reported leaders of the Seminole Tribe of Florida and Hard Rock International unveiled a long-envisioned guitar-shaped hotel at the Hard Rock Casino in Hollywood, Florida. The 36-story, 450-foot-tall hotel will hold 638 rooms and is part of a major expansion of the resort complex. In addition to the new hotel, the $1.5 billion project includes an expansion of the casino facilities as well as a new 7,000-seat theater with video studio facilities. The hotel will feature restaurants and lounges, a 41,000-square-foot spa, and a 10-acre lagoon-style pool with private villas and butler service. The project is targeted for completion in mid-2019. For more industry-related information, visit ElevatorWorld.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Elevator World News Podcast, just let us know by emailing advertising@elevatorworld.com.